With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Governor Kristi Noem says the state could have $125 million in extra one-time money. That's on top of nearly $225 million of additional revenue the governor has already projected. Democrats say that's partly because the state didn't spend all of its federal stimulus money to fully respond to the coronavirus pandemic. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has more.
Governor Noem says the state is in a historic position. That's because of what she calls a principled approach over the last year. It's a reference to Noem's decision to keep the state open while others were shutting down.
I believe it was our commitment to conservative principles that put us in the position that we're in today. It was our respect for the rights of the people. It was our common sense, conservative values, and the principles that we hold dear in America. And in short, it was our trust and our respect for the people who live here and those that we serve. So going forward, we should trust this model and continue to stay true to what we believe in.
Noem never imposed statewide stay-at-home restrictions early in the pandemic. There has not been a statewide requirement to wear a mask. The governor did close schools last spring, and after a COVID outbreak at the Smithfield Foods meatpacking plant, she issued an executive order keeping elderly residents in Minnehaha and Lincoln counties in their homes. Since then, Noem has resisted calls to respond to the pandemic. More than 1,800 South Dakotans have died. The federal government flooded the state with about $5 billion in stimulus money. State Senator Reynold Nessebe says the state is doing well because of that money, some of which is still unspent.
There was farm commodity payments, there were the direct payments from the Treasury, there was extra $600 a week for those that were unemployed, there were PPP loans on top of the $1.25 billion that we got in CRF dollars, and much of the CRF dollars we've been able to recode as general fund. So that's the main source of that revenue.
State budget wizards will meet this week to set revenue targets. From there, lawmakers will start to create the state budget. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
A bill to restrict public testimony before the State Water Management Board has moved forward. The Senate Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources approved the bill Tuesday. Proponents testified that the bill streamlines hearings on water use for pipelines, mining, and confined animal operations. But opponents say the bill takes another step towards silencing public input on environmental concerns. Victoria Wicks has more of the story for SDPB.
The curtailment of public participation at Water Management Board hearings was inspired by last year's lengthy testimony for and against the Keystone XL pipeline. But the board's chief engineer, Eric Gronlund, says there is at times extensive opposition to other projects.
An example is an animal confinement facility that goes through the local planning and zoning process for a conditional use permit.
Gronlund says the Water Management Board doesn't hear requests for water permits until after projects are approved locally.
They're asking the Water Management Board to undo or second-guess a local zoning decision on location. The legislature years ago gave those decisions to local governments.
But a bill opponent points out that the legislature has also stopped public testimony to county commissions. Jerry Wilson is a retired Clay County commissioner who says he uses water for cattle and domestic purposes.
You know, the last legislative session passed SB 157, which restricted public involvement in land use decisions at the county level. Now we have 1028, which would similarly restrict citizen intervention in water rights hearings.
Another issue brought up before the committee hearing is tribal water rights. Peter Capicella is an attorney who has worked with the Great Plains Tribal Water Alliance.
Tribal water rights go back to the treaties, stem from the treaties. You have a reservation of land, that's the reservation, and then you have a reservation of water, reserved water rights.
Capicella says the state and tribes have cooperated in the past, but this bill, if it becomes law, could push tribes out of discussions and into the courts.
It could diminish state-tribal relations and could result in litigation.
The committee passed the bill by a 4-3 vote. It has already passed the House and now goes to the Senate floor. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.
A group of lawmakers are moving ahead to legalize and regulate recreational marijuana. That follows voter approval last fall of a constitutional amendment. However, a circuit judge has ruled that Amendment A is unconstitutional. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Circuit Court Judge Christina Klinger ruled earlier this week that Amendment A, a voter-approved initiative, is unconstitutional. Governor Kristi Noem praises the decision. Supporters of the amendment plan to appeal the decision to the state Supreme Court. Republican Senator Brock Greenfield says the legislature needs to move forward as though Amendment A could be reversed by the courts. However, Greenfield also says if the court decision is upheld, it might be best to move forward with legislation on recreational cannabis.
I think that a lot of the legislators will be standoffish about embracing any legislation at this point, so I'm a realist about that. But I do think that it's probably a good move on our part to try to give the legislators something to consider. Maybe they'll vote for it, maybe they won't, maybe it would be signed, maybe it wouldn't, but at least in subsequent sessions, we would have that framework already established.
Greenfield is the sponsor of a bill that could take up the topic of marijuana. He's uncomfortable with the authority Amendment A gives to the Department of Revenue. Greenfield says he anticipates similar marijuana ballot questions will surface in elections to come. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
Legislative coverage is brought to you by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, SDN Communications, Missouri River Energy Services, Touchmark Retirement Communities, the Boyce Law Firm, and the Friends of SDPB.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.